Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's time for our COVID slot, and on the line is Dr. Daniel Israel of Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates. Daniel, as always, great to have you with me.
Great to be back with you, Simon.
You're going to address a really interesting issue that I'm sure many of us have thought about. Why so many variants out of South Africa?
So at the end of last year, Simon, we remember how everyone was so irate with the South African scientists, let's keep it broad, because they were, you know, announcing these variants. And, you know, such a big question that gets raised is if there's so many first world and developed countries, why are we so good at announcing variants? I think what's something that I came across that was interesting. First of all, we do have a very good, robust sector in this regard. We've got research units across the country. But I think what's really the big issue here is we have to understand the percentage of our population that lives with HIV and how this has an effect on what happens here. Because, I mean, we as South Africa has the highest, as we know, population of HIV in the world. An estimation of 8 million people out of our population of maybe 60 million or somewhere around there who are HIV positive. Now, because of that, there are a lot of research units that look at viral sequencing and research in the drugs, and they are equipped with the equipment and the right scientists to be able to find variants. So that's the one reason, and that's probably why both the beta variants, which come out of South Africa, and this Omicron also, or Southern Africa, was found, or at least announced from here. But what's really interesting as well is that there's a new study that just came out. Now, this is I don't normally make mention of small studies of small amounts of sample size or people. Yeah. This is a study on one person, so it's really like a case study. But it came out of the Stellenbosch and University of KwaZulu-Natal universities together, and they're looking at a 22-year-old woman who is living with HIV who had COVID for 9 months. They showed on her sequencing that they're on her swabs, and she had active COVID for 9 months. She wasn't able to shake it off at the beginning. At the beginning, she wasn't on antiretrovirals, and by the end, she was, and that's when I was able to get over it. But interesting, there were 21 mutations in the samples that they found from her at the end. So that raises the big question as to when people are immunocompromised, which so many are in South Africa, and particularly those not on ARVs, is the immune system impaired at fighting COVID, which gives COVID more time to mutate? And therefore, it would make sense logically that if that is the case, that the populations in South Africa, etc., are at much higher risk of producing variants than other places in the world.
Suppose that makes some sort of sense, Daniel. I suppose we've got to hang on to the hope that what you said to me some time ago, that the strains become less strenuous, and maybe that's the hope in all this.
Absolutely. And I do think that I'll always say this about COVID-19, is that there are lessons to be learned, and I always find that the lessons are deep, just the science on the surface. The reality is the inequality and the difficulty in distributing ARVs over the last couple of decades, and really like the poor management from a public health perspective, has really led to a large percentage of this population having HIV and being not treated adequately. And now we see in COVID how it's almost coming back to bite us. So it's interesting, because we can go through them maybe during this week, but there are lots of lessons to be learned from what we are seeing as a result of COVID today. And I think the big lesson here is to get immunocompromised people treated, diagnosed and treated, because it reduces the amount of complication that their being immunocompromised might lead to.
As always, Daniel Israel, thank you for your input, and you and I will chat again tomorrow.
Great.